And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about film director Tim Burton's version of Lewis Carroll's much-loved tale of adolescent inquisitiveness and fantasy, Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland by Tim Burton is very much Tim Burton's view of Alice in Wonderland.
Alice has returned to Wonderland.
Since you've been gone, the Red Queen has taken over all of Wonderland.
Find her!
Help us make the world right again.
Whoever did the design, the costumes, the whole production design has the mind of Tim Burton, so it's really typical of his films.
It also contains his favourite actors and actresses.
It does. I don't know how he treats his wife at home, but when one looks at the last 10 years and all the roles that he's given her, she's been a witch in Big Fish. Well, I suppose Charlie in the Chocolate Factory,
she was a nice mother. Yes.
But she was the voice of the Corpse Bride, and then she was Sweeney Todd's wife. And here she is, the Red Queen, rushing around yelling off with their heads.
Off with their heads!
And the characters, some of them are altered by computer graphics, and she has her ordinary-sized body, but her head is amplified. You can see it's Helena Bonham Carter, but she looks almost like a cartoon character, and in her rants and ravings, she acts like that, so...
I need a pig here. I love a warm pig belly for my aching feet. Stop that.
She's there, and she's acted a number of times with Johnny Depp, who, when you think what Tim Burton has done with him, like making him look like Edward Scissorhands, mm-hmm. or even Sweeney Todd, let alone Willy Wonka,
yes.
So he's the Mad Hatter, and he certainly looks and sounds the part as well.
There is a place like no place on earth. Some say to survive it, you need to be as mad as a hatter. Which, luckily, I am.
So for those who like those aspects of Tim Burton's films, they should be very pleased.
What about the script itself? I mean, Lewis Carroll's Alice is such a clever script. It's so full of surprises and plays with words. Does he keep any of that?
He does, yes. The whole thing concludes on a frabjous day when Alice has to confront the Jabberwocky, who has the voice of Christopher Lee, by the way, so sounds very dignified and sonorous. But what it is, he's got Alice, aged 19, about to be married or proposed to, and she has had dreams when she was young about going to Wonderland, and at the party where the announcement of the engagement is meant to be, she sees the White Rabbit and follows him and goes down the hole. And while she's older, a lot of the adventures are the same. So the Cheshire Cat, voiced by Stephen Fry, is there.
The Alice?
The Caterpillar, voiced by Alan Rickman, is also there. You've got Tweedledum and Tweedledee, looking like double Matt Lucas. And a lot of the familiar things are there.
You're absolutely Alice. I'd know you anywhere.
But Alice has actually got a mission, and that is, on behalf of the White Queen, who's Anne Hathaway, she has to become the champion and confront the Jabberwocky.
We have our champion.
And so it becomes a bit of a... Well, I suppose she's a combination eventually of St. George and Joan of Arc to fight the Jabberwocky. Now, that might not be what people are expecting, but that's the story he's told of the 19-year-old Alice, who I should say is played by Mia Wasikowska, who hails from Canberra, if you know where Canberra is.
Canberra, it sounds Australian to me.
She is, in fact, yes.
It's not really a children's film from what I can see, is it?
No, I think it's got a sophistication that younger children will miss out on, and I'm not sure that there's enough...
I never thought Alice in Wonderland was much of a children's book, to be honest.
Well, you're probably right. it's aiming for older children and, I suppose, teenagers and adult audiences.
I see here that it's filmed in 3D.
It is filmed in 3D, so...
Was it worth it to see it in 3D, I mean?
I don't think there's a great deal of difference. Some of the scenes are quite vivid, but it didn't strike me as so important to have 3D as, say, Avatar, of course, or
the
Jim Carrey, Jim Vac.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. But you did like it, didn't you? I'm not so sure from you.
It didn't draw me in as much as I expected.
This is impossible.
And if you believe it is.
That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.